Blog Talk Radio.
Beefy's World podcast show. I am your host, welcome to coming to Beefy's World podcast show. I am your host, Beefy. Today's topic is called artificial insemination. If you have any questions about this topic, or you just need to talk, you can call in at 347-934-0267. Again, 347-934-0267. My email is coming to Beefy's World at podcast@gmail.com. So let's get started. Do you think you would ever try artificial insemination? Do you know anybody who would try it? Do you think it's a good idea? Because, you know, I think that it's a good idea. Artificial insemination, I see, like, nothing wrong with it. If you want to try to have a baby, I think it's a good idea. So let's see. They have different ways. So, let's see. Here is a website talking about it. They recommend you talk to a licensed medical professional to help you determine which which one would be better for you? Because there's two different types. There is washable and unwashable. The washable is intrauterus insemination. Is the placement of the sperm directly inside the uterus. It's like ready to put the involved. They have like these little vials, little bottles. They have little sperm in. That's wash right there. Now, the unwash is they call it ICI. Stands for intracervical insemination. It's the placement of the sperm inside the vagina. Specify the cervix. I've been reading up on it to see which kind. I watch videos of it. I studied the cost and which website would be better, like a sperm donating. I found this other website. You can either do this at home or go to a clinic. Now, if you want to do it at home, you have to get the special things to do it with. Like, you can see the picture that I posted. I put a couple pictures. It's a cup, a syringe, and stuff like that. Oh, and I forgot what they call, but they open up the vagina with to get to your, you know, uterus and stuff. So, like when you go to the OBGYN and they do a pap smear. Just kind of like that. But, so, you can do it from home or you could just go to the clinic. Some people say it's more better to go to the clinic so they can make sure that everything goes all right. Okay, let's talk about the call. How about this a couple websites? And I looked at the prices. Now, the one that looks pretty good is the Manhattan Chiropractic Bank. That's MANHATTANCRYOBANK. Now, that's a pretty good website. And also, the cheapest for sperm donating and to help get pregnant. But I think before you even do this, make sure you do a lot of research before you start. You don't want to rush into something like this without knowing everything. Like they say, the unwashed bile, it makes you sick and cramping, vomiting. But the wash one doesn't do that much. So basically, when you get the wash one, they already processed. They took the good sperm and they separated from the bad. And that's the wash. But if you get the unwashed, it's basically not, well, they didn't separate it. It's not separated, the unwashed. You would have to go to the clinic, or you put it in just like that. But they basically say it's better to get it washed. And if you do this, make sure, like, I like this website because you get to do like donor search. You can pick anonymous or ID disclosure. You can pick the height of your donor, the eye color, your donor, hair color of the donor, blood type, donor, hair texture of the donor, you can pick like the high level of education, you can pick the color, what race, African American or Black, Asian, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Indian, multiple race, multiple, ethnic, other, or select. And you can tell you the cost. Okay, let's say for um, I'm going to say right here. Donor something. 8547. Okay. They will tell you they have a number on a side. No picture. That is anonymous. They got a paragraph about the donor. Like, he's soft-spoken, he squeaked, intelligent, good-looking. Then down here, at the bottom, it says how much he weighs, how tall he is, his color, complexion, ethnicity, religion, ancestor, education, areas that he studied, occupation, blood type, and donor type anonymous. If you want, you can request his child picture if you have it. Now, under the donor numbers on the side, the left side, it is say the level, how good is sperm. Is it low, medium, or high? Now, right here, it say low. So, I would say, if you pick a donor, make sure it's high. Wait. In between. Or it means that everybody likes this person. I have to get back to you on that. The cough. Okay. Okay. He only got washed. That's $435 for his wash. Now, let's look up another. He was Caucasian. Okay. Now, here's another Caucasian. His donor number 8170. It's medium. Thoughtful, smart, dedication to personal fitness. Brown hair, brown eyes. Anonymous. He only got washed. That's worth 435. Let's try an African and black. African American. Black. I will talk some more about this tomorrow or another day. Okay. This donor, 289, medium, bright, enthusiastic, extremely motivated, a bachelor's degree in counting and economics. Laid back, 172 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, African American, Christian, accounting, he's a student. Oh, the blood type, O positive, anonymous, and 435. I'm trying to find, let me go through. Let's see. All right. Another donor, but 101, and he got hi. So let's see. Okay. He got high at 5'9". Oh, wait. He's outgoing, friendly, passionate. For people and making new friends. Love the theater. He's a consultant. Anonymous. Okay. Now. The unwash is 375. I mean 370. Yeah. Unwash is 370. The wash is 435. Well, I am gonna talk some more about it another day. I hope you enjoy this. I still got a couple more minutes. If anybody have any questions about this, oh, I forgot. Okay. Now, anybody have any questions? Just let me know. Come into the chat room. Or just give me a call. Or you can email me. 347-934-0000. 2, 6, 7. I guess still got a couple minutes to talk about it. A while back, when I did some research about it, I saw this other website that they do it at Breaker. I tried to do that, but then I found out like how much it would cost to get artificial insemination at the hospital, and it's like they charge to see the doctor. They charge for the doctor to run the test. They charge the doctor for the doctor to do the artificial insemination. They charge a lot for the sperm. From all of that, they would have ran up to about maybe $5,000. Now, this website it would not charge $5,000 to do all of that. It would be up to no higher than to do everything, no higher than, well, that's in case if you gotta keep doing it. Some people have luck, or whatever you want to call it, on a first or second try. So, if I got like, I mean, if somebody got, let's say, the wash is for $435. So $435 plus $435. That'd be $870 for 2 bottles. I'm like, that is basically a good deal. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It beats paying $5,000 for a try. I say that this website is a great website. Well, it was another website I found a long time ago, but they're like out of town and they charge the price, was pretty good too. It wasn't that bad, but this website, you can get 2 bottles for $870. Even though that'd be like more than my rent. Let's say when 3 bottles for $35. That'd be $1,305. For 3 bottles. I say that's a pretty good deal for 3 bottles. I know some people would say, why don't you just go and do it the natural way? But I say, some people can't. It's hard for some people to do that the natural way. Why people to do it is their body, is their life, and if they want to have a family, there's nothing wrong with that. As they go for it. But all I'm saying is to do your research. Find out which website is good for you? Which donor is good for you? Do you want an open, like an ID donor that you can have an open donor with? It's basically like you get pregnant, and if your child decides when they grow up and you want to tell them about that you found a website for donor, and that's how you got them, found the father, and you want to tell them about it, and your child had that option to look up the donor father. Some donors don't want that option that the child be able to look them up. And some don't mind. I say that it depends on the child. And the donor. If the donor is willing, and if the child wants to look up their father and see where they came from, who are you to stand in their way? You still a parent, no matter what. They will still love you. Donors, it's kind of like a little bit like adoption. But you'd be carrying your adopted baby. If that makes sense to you. But, we'll take a small little break.
It just ain't true. I really need you in. That is not how you want it to be.
Number 347-934-0267. You can contact me by email at comingtofibisworld@podcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me Twitter, Baby World. I'm pretty sure y'all know my Twitter by now. It's coming to Phoebe's World Podcast. I mean, coming to Phoebe's World. The COME number 2 FEFEWORLD. I got an Instagram. That is coming to BB's World. Facebook. Coming to BB's World Podcast. Let's see some more about donating. Sure. You know, some people say that surrogacy is a good thing. I did research on surrogacy, and I admit, yeah, that is a good thing. But I gotta say, like any other woman that wants to have a child, there's nothing like having that light inside you. That kicks and moves, even when when it makes you nauseous and like throwing up, makes you weak and sick, moody. You wouldn't change anything about it. You use the bathroom a lot. Your back hurts. Your body squirms. You get headaches. And you wouldn't change anything about it. You eat weird food they call cravings. When it's time to give birth, you're so emotional. It's hard for some people. They don't get that chance to do it the natural way of getting pregnant. They need a little help. But hormone shots, vitamins, prenatal vitamins, being pregnant and having a baby is precious. Some people, they don't have a husband. They don't have a partner. But they still want a family. So people that ever started this donating clinic to help people get pregnant, they deserve a thank you. Because you are helping and blessing people with the light of a child, of a miracle. Amazing. How things have come so far. of Geek and Spine, the home artificial insemination kit. That's what it's called. Get the kit because the kit has most of the things or all of the things that you need to do it. You can buy them let me see. There is this clinical-based thermometer, waterproof fertility tracking, accurate. That's basically, they can tell your temperature and it'll tell you when the best time to get pregnant. Okay. Now, you can go to Amazon. At the top, it'll say, like a little search bar. You type in artificial insemination kit and click on the little box. It got a little picture where you can click and it'll take you to it, and it shows all different kinds of artificial insemination kit. They got different prices. I'm going to tell you some prices. Okay. The Super Deluxe Fertile Kit, $24. There's another one, $15. Same thing, but not that much. $8 for 4 cups, syringes. $8. Oh. $39. It's $9.99. Wow. Okay. This Stark OTC. Conception. You can use that. Plastic disposable vagina structure. Medium. 9:30. Is another one for $12 and another for $24. Oh, same price as you. Now, they got them on eBay. $74.99. $23. $109. They got cheaper price too. Wow. A lot of work. Oh, when you do this, I'd be doing it from home. You should lie down. It's best to have somebody to help you. But lie down on your back and you should put like a pillow under your butt for your butt, at least one or two to be kind of high. Better to be like two, and your back is on the bed. Have your legs bent on the up. And have them open so they can put the syringe. But first, draw the syringe up and then draw it down to make sure no bubbles. Then you put the syringe in to the cup where the sperm at. You draw the sperm inside the syringe. You pull it up. Make sure you get all of it. And then you make sure your legs are open and make sure they put the syringe up in you and tight your uterus and push down on the syringe and draw the syringe. Push the sperm out of the syringe up inside the uterus. And after you finish, make sure you do that kind of slow. When you finish with that, you lay there for 20 to 30 minutes with your legs up, and then you just wait for 2 weeks. Then you buy a pregnancy test Or you go to the doctor and take a pregnancy test. Now, if you go to the doctor and take a pregnancy test, your insurance will pay for it. If you take a pregnancy test at home, you gotta pay for it. Just a little tip. So, after you do that, you take the test and to see if you're pregnant. They say the best pregnancy test is the clear blue. But there's other tests that you can take. Well, I will be talking some more about this subject maybe tomorrow. But I will let you know. Well, the number to call in, 347-934-0267. Make sure you track your menstrual cycle. Ovulating procedure kit. But even if they don't, it's very important that you are tracking your ovulation. You should time your at home insemination with your ovulation. With at-home insemination, you can use either fresh sperm or frozen sperm, such as sperm banks. Sperm can be either washed or unwashed, since it is being placed into the uterus. At home, the insemination kit is very, very dependent on how they deposit the sperm. Some use needleless syringe. That means the syringe that don't got needles. While others use carnival cup, cervical cup, or cervical cup with tube. But a cervical cup, the sperm is deposited into the cup and then inserted fine to you keep the cup for about 4 to 6 hours to give the sperm infant time for fertilization. The cervical cup with the tube. I have to look that up. I'm going to look it up. See if they got it. No. I will look it up and okay. I'll just wait till I talk about some more of this next time. So before you even try to do the sperm donating thing or the artificial insemination at home or at a clinic, make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you get all of the information. And make sure you do all the research that you can find. And talk to somebody. You don't have to do it alone. You don't want to be like, first you, people see you, you are just not pregnant, then the next time, out of the blue, you're pregnant. And they're like, how did that happen? I didn't even see you with anybody. So make sure you tell somebody. Somebody that you can trust. Till next time, this is coming to BP the World Show. Have a good night. Have faith, belief, love, and forgiveness.